Long Island's premier retirement show. It's All About Retirement is on the air. It's All About Retirement is brought to you by Craig James Financial Services. Craig James Financial Services can help create a plan for you to meet and maintain the retirement reality you're looking for. No matter how old you are, you need a plan now so you have a financially fit future for you and your loved ones. Craig James Financial Services isn't owned by any bank or insurance company, so they work for you and you alone. Craig James Financial Services, 510 Broad Hollow Road, Suite 208 in Melville, will meet with you one-on-one. Give them a call at 631-208-8600. Let Craig Ferrantino and Craig James Financial Services help you make those golden years golden. Securities and Investment Advisory Services through Next Financial Group. Member FINRA SIPC. Craig James Financial Services is not an affiliate of Next Financial Group.
Good morning. This is Craig Ferrantino. I'm President and Certified Wealth Strategist of Craig James Financial Services, and I'm with my co-host,
Director of Marketing at Craig James Financial Services.
And today we're just reintroducing ourselves and talking about these days before your tax returns are due. So this is the time of the year when your things come in the mail from different places, maybe some from Mars, and you're opening up things and it says important tax information enclosed, and maybe you don't know what it is.
A lot of clients always call in and like, they say, where are all my tax documents? I'm getting them from all these different places.
Right. We manage money for a living. That's what we do. We're wealth managers. We're based at 510 Broad Hollow Road, Suite 208 in Melville, New York. And we're there from 9 to 5. Give us a call, 631-393-2888. And we're also on the web at longislandinvestmentadvisors.com. And it is that kind of time of year. I got something yesterday, actually. I didn't know. And I'm in the business, and I didn't know what it was. So I had to figure it out. We found something that came from the New York State Retirement System. And it had my name on it. And it was addressed to my address. And I'm like, I don't work for New York State. And so through a lengthy investigation, it was one of these letters that you get. It's like a, you know, when I'm sure many of our listeners are sitting there and they work for these types of organizations, but it's like the state of New York or the city of New York or whatever. And it's like this form letter. And the first letter came, it said, we cannot due to the fact that your beneficiary designation form was mutilated or crossed out or used a lot of whiteout, where for your own safety, we're asking you to re-sign this. And I'm like, what are they talking about?
And we took it very seriously because we work with a lot of police officers who retire in the area.
Law enforcement. And
when we get letters, we basically want to make sure everything's correct. And when I said, Craig, why is it your name? Maybe I messed something up. And I go, no, I don't usually make those types of mistakes. But I sat there and I called New York State.
The state has made those mistakes.
Yeah,
we've had those issues. Yeah. So, again, this is that time of year. Go ahead, Jenna. Finish this.
Yeah, I called New York State, and they said, it took them 3 days to call me back, but that's beside the point. So they said, oh, well, it looks like this person is 15 years old. I'm like, 15? So yeah. I sat back, and I go in Craig's office. I go, they're saying the person's 15. It must be your son.
And it was. It was my son, CJ. CJ Ferrantino, who... we had all his documents, and he was sending us documents. So it says Craig Ferrantino on them. And he had worked this past summer for the town of Southampton. And he had gotten into the state at age 15. He gotten into the state pension system. And so we're getting all this mail. It says Craig Ferrantino. And I was like, oh, my God, that's my son, CJ. We figured it out. So how funny was that? And I don't even know if he filled out a beneficiary form. And now he has to get it notarized. And the question I have is, you know, again, if you're in the business, if you're listening and you say, okay, is your 15-year-old on a beneficiary form the legal person who could sign it? That means the case of his death or her death, if she's on, you know, they're all under 18, can they officially sign a beneficiary form for a retirement plan, 401k, IRA? And I don't know the answer. I have to research that one because they're really under the age of the minor. So then you'd have to have someone over 18 sign saying that they saw them sign. And can you notarize a signature under the age of under the age of 18. Hey, our number is 451-1039. Our phones are open. We're live here Saturday. So feel free to give us a call, 631-451-1039, and join the conversation. We have a, if you're getting forms in the mail or you're getting things that are, you know, require a deep investigation, this is a, like this one we had just in my own personal life, feel free to give us a call. Maybe we can answer some of the questions. Maybe we can't, but we could point in the right direction. Can a 15-year-old sign a beneficiary form? Jenna, we'll
I
have
think
to
more
that.
Importantly, I want to know,
have notarized.
Who did he designate? Were you the primary? I'd like
I
to
don't know.
Know.
Yeah, what happens? And that maybe I don't know.
I'd sit him down after the radio show.
Maybe
and
it's
ask.
The maybe it's the Pine Barrens Association or something. All those assets are going to someplace good, you know, which would be a good thing. That's the type of kid he is. So.
But you bring up a lot of good information when it comes to getting mailing and getting things that you just don't know about. That's when sometimes you do need someone to look at things, especially tax time. We get right. the emails all the time. I got a 1099 and it's saying this is reportable transaction. I didn't think it was reportable. And sometimes you just need an outside perspective because right. I even get calls from, we don't give tax or legal advice. I have to say
right.
that.
Yeah.
But we manage money. And when it comes to maybe you did a rollover from a deferred compensation plan or your 401k and you put something in an IRA, maybe you made a Roth IRA conversion as part of a strategy to minimize your taxes. That's where that's advanced planning. And that's kind of where we do the focus and make sure when it comes to tax time, you're getting the documents you need to make sure that everything is properly documented.
And this is the time that you may get those things in the mail and not do anything about it or just leave it on the side and it gets stuck with the Home Depot bill or the other things that you're doing, the Macy's bill. And then by the time you look at it, it might be you're in a negative situation. And we've had people ignore things and next thing you know, they had a lien on their property. It was a New York State form that required them to pay like $120 in taxes. Now they got something going on their credit report. And they just ignored it. And it went, as soon as they, you know, the state is very unforgiving. And as soon as you ignore it, boom, it's listed as a lien on your credit report. And you have to get that lien removed and you pay the, you know, some small number. And now you're dealing with that for 7 years.
And these are at least things you can control. And then in this environment, when we talk about wealth and money, there's so many things you can't control. And last month was really a great example of you were in for a wild ride if you were in the stock market.
That's right.
And market volatility is something you may not be able to control. Or Social Security. You right. can't control what changes the government's going to make.
Right.
Taxes.
So let's get on the mark here again, Jenna. That's a good point. I founded Craig James Financial Services 8 years ago because I felt there was a need to give independent, objective financial advice. We're not owned by any bank or any insurance company, so we could truly tell it like it is. And one of the things I'm most proud of is I asked our clients at the time, what would you like me to do when I'm, you know, there was a time when I was working for the man and now I'm not working for the man anymore. And they came up with a 13-step wealth management process that we give all our clients at the beginning. And a lot of it has to do with investments and insurance and things like that. But it also has to do with other things like their will. We're not attorneys. We don't do wills. But we just want to make sure that people are taken care of. If you're in that situation, you listen to the show and you have some questions on that, you know, feel free to give us a call at 451-1039 and we could answer your question on the air maybe.
Also, you always have told me when I got hired 6 years ago, it's all about when you went independent, it was about good customer service and the client. We work for our clients. So that's where you've always told me we need to get back with requests within 24 hours.
We want a live person answering the phone between 9 and 5. It's amazing how many places I call, even whether it's on my credit cards or I have questions about other things. And all I'm getting are robots. Even if you try it, they're sneaky. They go, we think you may be calling about this. This happened recently. We think you were charged a $25 fee. Is that what you're calling about? That's what the computer said. And as I was trying to get to a human to talk to, and they're slowly, slowly eliminating the human process. And at Craig James Financial Services, I promise you, it's all humans. There are no robots. There's no dial one, dial three. You need an answer, and we get you that answer. If we're capable, if it's something we do, we'll certainly get you the answer, particularly on any financial topic, on investments, on insurance. We're there for it, and we're certainly on it. We'll get you an answer very quickly. So it's very, very important. You can't get a lot of that these days.
And again, our office number is 631-393-2888. And you can always visit us online at longislandinvestmentadvisors.com. We have a lot of great calculators and reports on there. And you can also just request a complimentary consultation on our website. We're also on social media, of course, because that is the age of where we have
social
to be
media.
Everywhere.
That's
so
right.
You could follow us at Craig James Financial.
We're on
or
LinkedIn.
You can look at Craig J. Ferrantino.
What about Twitter?
Craig James FS is our at.
Is it
Twitter? Yeah.
Twitter, yes. Craig James FS, that's financial services.
Mm-hmm.
That's not someone else's initials, right?
No.
We do get tweeted every so often. We do put out tweets, particularly timely economic tweets. And
you're on
so
every
you
Monday
subscribe.
At 6:50.
That's right. I'm on here at on 103.9. I do the economic update, and I'll be on Monday morning with Jay Oliver at about 10 minutes to 7 o'clock in the morning. So on your drive-in. So it's very, very important that we get this information out to people because, you know, things are changing. And we want to make sure that people understand that. Hey, you know, something happened to Social Security recently that's going to affect tens of millions of Americans. And I do want to brush on it in the next segment. So please stay tuned and we'll be right back.
And now, back to It's All About Retirement with your host, President of Craig James Financial Services, Craig Ferrantino.
And thank you. I'm with this Craig Ferrantino, President and Certified Wealth Strategist at Craig James Financial Services based in Melville, New York. And I'm with my co-host,
Jenna Hudson, Director of Marketing.
And today we're just reintroducing, talking about things coming in the mail that you may not know. And it has to do with your finances. These are things you have to give to your accountant. All sorts of documents, important tax information enclosed in red letters on the front. This way, you know, you don't throw it out. So there could be things from the bank if you have a mortgage. There could be things from investments, certainly from your investment portfolio. You'll see things from there. And occasionally this time of year, you maybe get some proxy things. You know, your own shares of Kraft Heinz. And they're asking you to vote at their annual meeting. And so this is the time when a lot of that comes into. And a lot of clients call and they just don't know what to do with that. If you're in that situation, you need to give us a call. Our office is at 510 Broad Hollow Road, Suite 208 in Melville. And our number in our office is 631-393-2888. And you can email us at craig@craigjamesfinancialservices.com or Jenna
@craigjamesfinancial.com.
craigjamesfinancial, that's right, .com. Sorry about that.
We didn't want to make it any longer. I already get that when people call
in. I don't
in.
Email myself that much, so I'm sorry. I know there's other people in our business that email themselves all the time, but that's I'm not one of them, so there you go.
You were just talking about tax time, and people get very involved and get worried about tax time, and they take up all their time now focusing on getting their taxes done. But there's a lot of other looming issues that you want to make sure you don't forget about. And there's some deadlines approaching, not only to make an IRA contribution, which is April 18th this year, or to open an IRA if you haven't, but there's also
IRA's
a huge
an individual retirement account.
And there's a huge Social Security deadline approaching. That's April 29th. Yeah. So don't get so focused. Of course, get your taxes together, but don't forget about everything else that has to do with your retirement, because you don't want to let these things that are deadlines get past you, because then you can't go back and fix them.
Right. I have to, something happened last October. You know, it's like one of those things that happened, you don't get over it, you know, and
a bad breakup.
I just don't get over it. And one of the things that happened recently in the last several months in the recent history was that they removed some claiming strategies for Social Security. So people work their lives. They put their some of their money, some of their paycheck goes into something, into Social Security. It's called the FICA. That's what comes out of your paycheck. And it goes into this cloud. And at some point in your life, in the 60s to 70, you start claiming that your benefit. And it's not an entitlement. It's a benefit. They're giving you your money back. Well, last October, they were working on the budget. I don't know if you remember, John Boehner was leaving, Paul Ryan was getting in, and then they signed a budget deal for 2016 into 2017 It's like a 2-year budget deal so the government wouldn't be shut down. By the way, today's a Saturday. I want to let you know that the government is shut down today. And it shuts down every Friday night into Sunday, and it'll be open again on Monday. But so to avoid another shutdown, they made this deal. And this deal was, and part of this deal was to eliminate, you know, the file and suspend strategy for tens of millions of Americans. And that, to me, that was like, are you kidding? That is, I just couldn't, not a word. And this is a benefit that was available to all Americans. I'll repeat, this was a benefit that was available to all Americans. And now they've eliminated the benefit for Americans born after 1954. And this was the ability for you to, you know, claim your strategy, you know, claim your Social Security, suspend it, meaning don't take a payment. And then your spouse can file on your work history. And then while you're waiting, while the, you know, and traditionally the husband is waiting, when they turn 70, they can claim it and they get an 8% raise on their benefits. And I looked in the congressional record in September and October. This was a deal that nobody talked about. It was not a scintilla of conversation in anything in Congress. There was no public record of that being eliminated from Social Security. And then boom, it just happened. And so to me, that's one of those backroom deals that's unofficial. And then it was presented, signed by the president within 2 days, and that's it. There'll be no budget discussions for the next 2 years. And to me, that's a crime. I feel like this, and nobody talked about it. It was like the media really did not hammer on that. A couple articles here and there, and that was it. Very, very disappointing. If you're just joining us, this is Craig Ferrantino. I'm with the investment firm Craig James Financial Services. We're based in Millville, New York. Our office number is 631-393-2888. And we're on the web at longislandinvestmentadvisors.com. But this is something that, again, the Social Security thing is still bothering me. And there's a deadline between now and April 29th for people who are sort of grandfathered into this claiming strategy. And I think we're going to devote at least another show or two so that our listeners can get a better understanding of this. But if you don't know if this applies to you, you need to give us a call, 631-393-2888. If you don't know whether this applies to you and you're in your, you know, 60s, give us a call, 631-393-2888, because it would profoundly affect your retirement if you don't plot this correctly.
And then also, when we're talking about Social Security, I also remember that they announced that you're not going to get a cost of living adjustment for this year, which is also a big topic because that's something that a lot of people who are on Social Security, now they're in retirement, they're retired, you're not making an earned income anymore. And that's where you're sitting and you're getting your pension maybe that you want to get a cost of living adjustment on. Now you also get your Social Security. And the way they worded the articles was very interesting, and you pointed that out to me. It's not just that if you were retired within the last few years, you probably didn't get a cost of living adjustment for 3 out of those 5 years if you've been retired for 5 years. That's more a powerful way of saying it. Not that there's only been 4 or 3 times in the course of Social Security that they never gave a cost of living adjustment, because that's not applicable to us. It's applicable to those like parents and baby boomers who have recently retired, worked hard, put into Social Security. Now they're taking it. And now over those last 5 years, 3 times they didn't get an increase that they were promised that they would get. And we don't know what's going to happen in the future. So in our office, Craig has invested in this amazing software that we utilize that basically allows me to input your entire work history, your spouse's if you're married, their entire work history. And also it basically tells me when is it best for you to claim Social Security based on life expectancy and other things.
And your spouse.
Right, which is a big unknown. Right. People don't, when should I take Social Security? That's
they
what
just
we
thought
get
they were
the
going to take it at 62. We just thought we were going to take it at 62. Mm-hmm. I thought I was going to take it at 66. No, we're going to give you a specific, you file for 2 months and your spouse does this. Then you come back and then you turn yours on again. And then that because you do that, that's going to give you this much more in Social Security benefit. I mean, this is your money that you've been coming out of your paycheck since you were 13, 14, 15. And we're here to show you how to get the most out of this, out of it back. Because
and no one's doing this. No one is talking about this. When they come into the office, you'd be surprised. if you're sitting with a wealth manager right now and they're not talking to you about this, shame on them, because it's something that is a big part of your retirement plan. And yes, everyone, oh, I didn't think it was going to be here. Well, guess what? It is. And if you're retiring and you need to use that, you're going to be surprised how much of a difference when you claim at different ages it can make in your monthly benefit that you get.
There are people in large offices somewhere near Washington, D.C. that are betting that have a statistical analysis of how many people are actually going to be motivated to try and file and get the most from their Social Security benefit. And it's a very small percentage. And they know that. And we know that. We're here to change that. We want it to be a very large percentage. And because of that, you need to give us a call at 631-393-2888. You can reach us on the web. Just say, Craig, you know, I'd like to take a look at this. Craig at CraigJamesFinancial.com. Craig at CraigJamesFinancial.com. Or you can give us a call, 631-393-2888. And certainly this is something that, again, if you sit on the sidelines, it's exactly what their statistics are going to show. There's something you could do about it. And now is the time to make a change. And this is not a big, you know, we're not saying, oh, you should buy this product. We're not telling you about buying. We're just trying to help you. You know, there's nobody standing over here saying, oh, you got to sell this or do that. What we're selling is advice and good advice. And if that's useful to you, certainly you would certainly want to take advantage of that. If it's not available, most people don't have good advice available to them. Think of how many people, I have clients who go from doctor to doctor trying to find out what's wrong with them. And they go, they use the system, they try and do the best they can to go from doctor to doctor. We're the last doctor you visit. We're the last ones. Let us know, 631-393-2888, or give us a call. Craig at CraigJamesFinancial.com is a good way to get a hold of us as well. So.
And you can also tune in every Monday for the economic update. You always talk about relevant things that have happened or may be happening in the upcoming week. With this market volatility, I know this radio station in particular was looking for someone who can really have the knowledge and talk about things that are going to be happening and how they affect us. So 6:50, and now every Saturday at 10 a.m., tune into It's All About Retirement. We're going to talk about Social Security, IRAs.
Your retirement, all these things. Next Saturday, we'll be here. We'll also be here on Monday. Listen to Jay Oliver, 10 to 7 in the morning on your commute in. And we want to thank you for joining us for today. I'm Craig Ferrantino, Certified Wealth Strategist and President of Craig James Financial Services.
And I'm Jenna Hudson, Director of Marketing at Craig James Financial Services. And remember, it's all about retirement.